Late night comfort eating. Of course, this could be for many, many reasons. I'm not going to cover everything in this short video, but I'm going to try one thing that is I like because it's all about taking action. Okay, and it's something that you can do today without buying some special food, without being told that you need to learn how to meditate for an hour, which are all potentially beneficial things, absolutely. However, this is when you get that craving. When you get that craving, well, I want you to set your alarm for 20 minutes time. Set your alarm for 20 minutes time. I had this conversation with someone yesterday. And in that time, you're going to do something that potentially you've been procrastinating on, ideally. So it might be cleaning something, moving something, a little job you have to do, a piece of work that you have to do. Work on that for 20 minutes. Because it might be that that's causing the craving, especially if you say, I'm not hungry, it's just late, I'm on my own, I'm relaxed. It's the first time I'm doing it today. Then after 20 minutes, if you still want it, give yourself permission to have something like you've planned. So in this case, we were like, okay, if you want something, have some fruit. Have some fruit. See if you're actually hungry. An apple high on the satiety index, orange high on the satiety index, protein snack, something like that. Then we repeat the process, 20 minutes. If then, after that 20 minutes, that next 20 minutes, you've done something else, you still want something, you still want it, give yourself permission to have it. All that you've done is added some conscious thinking into that routine. And just see how you go. And let me know how you get on. And what's your strategy for the late night comfort eating cravings? Because this comes up a lot. And it's something that we help with in terms of the accountability to ask you questions like this now. Like, let me know. Try it. Let me know if you're going to try it in the comments. Let me know how you get on with it as well. And how you felt. And were you more aware of your thoughts, your feelings, your cravings? Where was it? Was the craving on your head, on your shoulder, knees, toes? Just sang a song. Anyway, have an awesome Saturday and let me know how you get on.